Arcadian Vanguard presents The Wrestling News in your daily wrestling newscast for Tuesday, January 3rd, 2023. Good morning. I'm Mike Sempervivi. We begin today with Monday Night Raw, broadcast live last night on the USA Network from the Bridgestone Arena in Nashville. In the main event, Austin Theory successfully defended the United States Championship against Seth Rollins using a low blow while the referee was distracted, leading to his A-Town Down finisher.
Rollins has target acquired again.
Wants the stomp, can't get there. Pushed away by Theory. Oh, damn it. That's going to hurt. Chop block. Takes out the knee of Rollins. He wants to go there. A-Town Down. To retain the championship. Is it Austin Theory's? Yes, it is.
The win marked Theory's second televised defense of the title since regaining it at the end of November. The Bloodline's Sami Zayn, Solo Sikoa, and Jimmy and Jey Uso appeared to invade Raw during the opening segment of the show, with Kevin Owens leading a group of Raw talent and fighting them off.
And Kevin Owens wants to fight!
The prize fighter isn't holding back! Into the ring he goes!
It's four on one!
Come on! Pierce wants security! He's losing the plot completely here!
Let's go! We don't need security, might as well get Nashville PD out here! The locker room is empty!
Look at this!
Everybody wants revenge!
Shelton Benjamin, Luke Gallows, Cedric Alexander, Elias, they're all out there! The Street Profits! Mustafa Ali!
It is a Pier 6 brawl to kick off the new year on Monday Night Raw!
As payback in storyline, Adam Pearce placed all four Bloodline members in matches during the show, which resulted in Sikoa defeating Elias in a Music City street fight, and the Usos and Zayn defeating the Street Profits and Owens when Zayn pinned Montez Ford. The Bloodline ganged up on Owens after the win, but Drew McIntyre and Sheamus made the save. Bianca Belair held on to her Raw Women's Championship in a defense against Alexa Bliss. Bliss was disqualified after attacking the referee and DDTing Belair onto the ring steps. During the segment, it was teased that Bliss was being influenced by the presence of either Bray Wyatt or Uncle Howdy. Bliss had formerly been a storyline disciple of Wyatt's during the period when he was known as The Fiend. In other results, Dexter Lumis pinned Chad Gable, and Women's Tag Team Champions Damage Control defeated Becky Lynch and Mia Yim when Io Sky pinned Yim. The show marked WWE's first time in Tennessee since SummerSlam in Nashville last July. With some more WWE news, here's the Wrestling News' Lou Kippelman.
The company's new corporate offices in downtown Stamford, Connecticut, are set to open within the next few months, according to an article that appeared Sunday on CT Insider. A WWE spokesperson indicated to CT Insider that the company plans to start opening office space at the new location at 707 Washington Boulevard towards the end of the first quarter of 2023, with the remainder of the 400,000-square-foot office park becoming occupied by the middle of the year. The new location will house approximately 800 WWE employees, all of whom will be moved over from both WWE's longtime Titan Tower corporate office building at 1241 East Main Street, as well as its nearby TV production facilities at 88 Hamilton Avenue. The tower, which has served as WWE's headquarters since 1991, is not currently up for sale, but WWE spokesperson confirmed that they would be open to offers from interested parties. The new headquarters, on the former site of banking corporation UBS, are more centrally located within Stamford's business district, as opposed to the tower, which sits in a more residential area on the city's east side. For the Wrestling News, I'm Lou Kippelman.
In news from Japan, New Japan Pro Wrestling held a pre-Wrestle Kingdom 17 press conference today ahead of Wednesday's annual Tokyo Dome Super Show. Ceremonial contract signings for championship matches took place, as well as comments from many of the wrestlers who will have matches that night. Kenny Omega spoke fluent Japanese, but he and manager Don Callis also addressed Will Ospreay in English ahead of their IWGP United States Heavyweight title match.
So, Will, you're a once-in-a-lifetime athlete, and you're a great person. But unfortunately, you are not in the ring with another athlete tomorrow. You are in the ring with a god!
You will not belittle me on the grandest stage that I am on. This is my moment now, so you're either going to pass this torch or I am going to fucking take it from you.
Some of the other highlights included the appearance of Keiji Muto alongside his partners Hiroshi Tanahashi and Shota Umino, and their opponents for January 4th, Los Ingobernables. Other participants included all of the men's wrestlers involved in title matches, with the exception of IWGP World Tag Team Champions FTR. Zack Sabre Jr. faces off against Ren Narita to decide the first ever New Japan World Television Champion.
Lovely championship over there. Represents a fresh start, a clean slate, a blank canvas, doesn't it? Because I've been in New Japan for 6 years, and I'm yet to win a singles championship. So my motivation is to set the standard for a new championship, and also to mold it in my philosophy.
Carl Anderson will defend the never openweight title against Tama Tonga. At the presser, Anderson bragged he leave the Tokyo Dome with the title and never come back.
Tama Tonga's very good. But Tama Tonga is not the machine gun Carl Anderson. I am a legitimate worldwide superstar and easily the biggest f***ing star in New Japan Pro Wrestling.
The audio crackling you heard came from New Japan's microphones. Conspicuous by their absence at the press conference were IWGP World Women's Champion Kairi, her opponent for Wednesday, Tam Nakano, and Mercedes Varnado, who has been long rumored to be making an appearance. New Japan's Wrestle Kingdom 17 event kicks off at 3 a.m. Eastern Time Wednesday morning. We'll have full results of the show on tomorrow's edition. With some news from outside the ring, here's the Wrestling News' Luke Hippelman.
Recently released former NXT Women's Champion Mandy Rose has become a millionaire, according to an Instagram announcement from FanTime, the content-sharing social media platform that helped Rose achieve that goal. Rose, real name Amanda Sakamano, was released by WWE on December 14th, reportedly for posting risque content to FanTime, a photo and video app similar to OnlyFans. She was made to drop the NXT women's title to Roxanne Perez one day prior to the dismissal. According to FanTime's announcement, Rose cleared $1 million in content-related income over the course of December alone. For the Wrestling News, I'm Lou Kippelman.
In news from Mexico, CMLL ran their weekly Monday night show at Arena Puebla yesterday evening. In the main event, Titan made the sixth defense of the CMLL welterweight title, defeating Negro Casas with a Mahi Straw Cradle. Taking another look at Japan, All Japan Pro Wrestling ran the second of their five-show New Year's Giant Series 2023 tour Tuesday at Tokyo's Kuroken Hall. In the main event, Kento Miyahara defeated Takuya Nomura in 28 minutes and 42 seconds after a shutdown suplex to retain the Triple Crown. It was Miyahara's third title defense of his sixth reign, which began on September 18th. This was Nomura's first shot at the Triple Crown title. Miyahara and Nomura teamed together yesterday at Kuroken Hall to win the All Japan World Tag Team Championship from Suwama and Kono. The only other title match on today's program saw Takao Mori and Masao Inoue drop the All-Asia Tag Team Championship to Nosawa Rangai and Kendo Kashin. Also notable from the show, making his second appearance in All Japan since disbanding his Suzuki-gun group in New Japan Pro Wrestling, Minoru Suzuki teamed up with Naruki Doi and Hokuto Amori to defeat Shuji Ishikawa, Yumi Aoyagi, and Utsuki Aoyagi. Stardom's month-long Triangle Derby Trios tournament kicked off on Tuesday at the Budokan in Yokohama and was offered worldwide as a pay-per-view. Day 1 winners include Club Venus, Prominence, Goldship, My Hime with C, Neo Stardom Army, Queen's Quest, and Rebel Enemy. There are 14 three-woman teams broken up into two blocks. Winning teams earn 2 points. The tournament concludes February 7th at Corican Hall. Also on the show, Prominence member Suzu Suzuki challenged Wonder of Stardom champion Julia to a title match on February 4th, which the new champion accepted. And before we leave you today, we'd like to remind you that however you consume your content, you can find the wrestling news 24 hours a day and 7 days a week across social media. On Twitter, follow us at WrestlingNewsAV. Our Facebook page is also WrestlingNewsAV. The wrestling news can also be found on the Arcadian Vanguard YouTube page. And for those who utilize Amazon Echo devices, just tell Alexa to play the Wrestling News podcast. And remember to make sure you add podcast at the end. Once again, for daily updates, breaking news, and more, follow the wrestling news across social media. And that's the news for today. If anything happens, we will be here to tell you about it. No clickbait, no paywall, just the wrestling news. The Wrestling News is a division of Arcadian Vanguard, and the Wrestling Newscast is a production of the Arcadian Vanguard Podcast Network.